go, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is gonna come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect looking fry. Check that out.
Oh, okay. God, good.
What's up, guys?
Hey, yo.
This is Sean.
And I'm Sergio.
And this is Road Fries. We realized we didn't do an intro on our first episode, so...
Yeah, we goofed it on that one, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. So, this is Road Fries. It's a little podcast project we decided to do.
It's a social experiment.
A social experiment.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. So, we originally wanted to do a YouTube channel when we lived together.
Mainly because anybody that knows us knows we're kind of just random.
We're kind of a couple of goofballs.
Even our families, they know us. They know how weird we are.
We entertain people on break.
But that is, in my opinion, it's the spice of life, you know?
Yeah.
It keeps you honest.
Seeing people laugh at our silly banter is entertaining.
What about silly? I'm a serious guy.
Yeah, so we decided to do a podcast. I don't feel like we would be good on camera. We might record some live episodes, might move to YouTube eventually, but right now...
My mom thinks I'm handsome, so that's all that matters, but...
Oh, well, that's nice of her. So yeah, this is Road Fries.
Let's get after it.
Yeah, let's get after it. If you could travel back to any decade, like the atmosphere of it and like the pop culture aspect of it... Ignore, like, the racism that happened back then or, like, the genocide or, like, oh, God, World War II happened.
I feel like that's a lot of what it has to do with.
Well,
It's just hard. I don't know. I mean, everybody's always like, oh, the 20s, you know? Like, you got all these 20s. Ideas of, like, the way that fashion was and all that, but it's hard to, like, partake and not include all the bad stuff with it. But, yeah. I mean, I guess you can kind of, if we're going purely off, like, aesthetic... Yeah. I guess like the 70s, it just always seemed a lot more laid back.
The rock and roll and muscle cars.
It sure seemed like there was a lot more Trans Ams.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's like a lot more Volkswagen bugs, I feel.
Vans.
Yeah.
Vans. Dude, I've always wanted, like, as stupid as it sounds, I've always wanted like one of those like 70s vans with the mural on the side.
Yeah, like a unicorn and you riding it with like long hair and like a sword.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I can be like grabbing you on the back with like a pitchfork.
Looking like He-Man.
Yeah, dude, just like an 18 pack. That'd be sick.
I find myself gravitating, like, I have like these trends that I go on, like 50s music. And I don't know if it's because of like Fallout and then when was it Black Ops 2 came out, the zombies on Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just like that. Like, if a zombie apocalypse happened, I would want a playlist of, like, 50s music while I'm popping heads off.
Oh, yeah. You got to have at least the Fallout
list. Like,
yeah.
That way you can boing, just... Go boing, go boing.
No, that's how you got to do it. I just feel like music in general is just... I jump through music all over the place.
Yeah,
randomly.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I would cover a huge array in, like, a month. Of like different things. And then there's times that I go through music and I'll be listening to music and I'm like, okay, this is like, I'm on a Metallica thing or I'm on like how you're on the early Kanye right now.
Dude, 2000s hip hop. Anybody that knows. That's just like our, like, I don't know. I feel like we grew up a lot on that. So
is that the back in my day
coming
out of you right now?
That's the back in my ways.
No,
that's music, kids. Anybody that knows like early Kanye understands.
Oh yeah, Jesus Walks before he got super religious.
Before he just became, Kanye. I don't know. I mean,
before he came Yee.
I'm nobody to like talk about mental health issues. Like it's a thing, but that fella. And I heard it was ever since his mom died, which is rough.
I mean, that's a thing. Yeah,
but like you gotta at some point see what you're doing is weird. Does that make sense?
Unless you're too in the thick of it.
You're too far gone, I guess. Yeah, good music. I don't know. Like I listen to everything. And that's what I tell people. Like, if you're genuinely a music lover, you can enjoy any music.
Yeah.
Like, because there's people that are like, oh, I don't like country. I don't like that. Like, if you don't like it, that's cool. But you can't really say you enjoy music without at least appreciating it.
Yeah, well, you got to get into, like, modes. Like, I didn't like country for a long time.
But...
I've realized that's summer music. I will not listen to country during the wintertime because it's not the vibe I want.
Yeah. It's been cold lately, so yeah.
But there's times that like I don't even listen to music and I just go on podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, this is the
bee's
knees.
To other people talk.
Yes, because I'm driving by myself to work and I need to make it feel like I'm with people. No. And like, I think that's part of the reason why when you suggested doing this, I was on it because I was in the middle of like my podcast thing. And I was like, yeah.
Because we've talked about it for a while. Like, yeah. I remember we've always said, we should just do it, dude. Just start recording, like, all the stuff we talk about. It's something else.
Yeah, we...
But we're not, like, biased on anything. I feel like we have separate opinions, but we manage to at least be civil about it.
I hate it, because, like, when I'm by myself or I'm, like, driving, I can think of things perfectly. But coming up with ideas for this...
It's because you're getting old, bro.
It's not only because I'm getting old, it's the microphone's in front of me.
You got stage fright against your boy?
I got stage fright because we're starting a podcast. Oh. And so
you're not yet comfortable on the mic.
Yeah, I'm not yet comfortable just jumping into the swing of things and being like, hey.
Ooh. Nah, dude, just stuff in general that they always like made you. I feel like there's a lot of myths that when you read about them when you're a kid, you're like, man, I just feel like I'm gonna experience this in life, you know, like they tell you things like that. Quicksand, bro. You were telling me about this the other day at work.
Yeah, like I always expected that quicksand would be a scarier thing than, like, I feel like I would have to, like, I'm going to come across quicksand in my life.
Like, you feel, it makes you feel like you'd have to come back to it and be like, what would I do in this situation? What did I learn? Like, it scares you. It makes you feel like quicksand's more of a thing than it actually is, like, in the real world.
Do you ever have scenarios of, like, that you play through? I do it all the time when I'm in the shower. Do you ever have a scenario where, like, if a bear came at me right now, how would I beat it?
No, I usually always have the scenario of like, what would I like? It's usually when I'm in the shower, vulnerable is when I get those feelings. Like, what would I do if the power just cut out and I had to like make it through my house in the dark with potentially somebody in the house? I get scared of power outages, bro, because that's happened to me while I've been in the shower before.
Did I have the power go out of me at work while I was in the bathroom?
That was well, at least you were in the right seat when it happened, huh?
Karina came across a thing on, I want to say TikTok.
Oh.
The only way to feel more naked than being bare naked is being naked with shoes on. Like, it makes you feel more naked. Does it not? Like, if you're just sitting there bare naked in your bathroom, you're like, I'm naked, whatever. But if you're naked with shoes on, you're more naked. Is that weird?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I wasn't ready for that one.
Not just like,
no,
sandals,
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
like,
no,
a full legit, tied shoe.
Like you, I'm wearing my Vans and they're my high tops and they're tied to the top.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're laced up and ready to go.
You're wearing your steel toes from work and they're fully laced.
Yeah, you would therefore be more naked, even though you're fully naked, but you have your shoes on.
That'd be terrifying, dude.
Yeah,
I can't. No, no, thanks.
No thanks.
But I'm telling you that like that's the kind of vulnerability that I feel would have to happen for me to be like. Like, I always think of stuff like that, like, oh, what if the house collapsed? I used to think that at my brother's house because we lived on a two-level house, and I lived in the basement.
Yeah.
And so, I think about that when I was in the shower because it happened one time at his house, too, and it was the most terrifying thing. You ever shower with a candle, Ben Franklin style, bro?
Candlelight?
A candlelight?
I've never showered candlelight.
I've had the power go out, but, like, everything else works. I was like, I got to take a shower because I had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was legit Ben Franklin style, dude.
Ooh.
Yes, you know what
no,
I mean.
I've never done a candlelight shower.
That's how you burn the house down.
What?
It's how you burn the house down.
That's how.
Safety first, kids. No lighting candles that are left unattended.
Yeah, never light a candle that's left unattended.
Safety first, then teamwork.
You ever had a shower beer?
Have I?
Have you?
Have I? Or how many have I? No.
There you go.
No, yeah, dude, it's.
It hits different
for people that don't drink. Like, if you have maybe something that you enjoy to drink, you know, like. Like some orange juice or something. Just something nice and ice cold while you're taking a shower is just so good.
Yeah.
It just
hits
different.
It's weird.
Yes.
Yeah, it hits
really
different.
It really does. And I partake in the beer. I like beer. Yeah. So yeah, like I'll have a beer one here or there before I take a shower or while I'm in the shower. And
between that, the shower beer and that day I took the recliner out on the deck when it was snowing, best sleep I've ever had.
The things you do when you're alone.
Well, yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, no one's going to judge me.
Yeah, who's going to tell me to stop my neighbors?
Yeah. So I set up a Lazy Boy on my deck. I had this like little recliner. It wasn't even a Lazy Boy brand. It was just a recliner. And it was
oh,
like
that boy. That boy made you lazy, though.
Oh, yeah,
that thing,
for sure.
That was a comfy one.
And so I set it out on my deck one day because when it snows, it gets quiet.
Oh, man.
and I worked nights, so I'd be asleep during the day.
Mm.
And so I got home from work one day, and I pulled it out. My deck is covered, so like I wasn't getting snowed on.
Yeah.
And I put it out on the deck. I put on the thickest pair of sweats I had, and
some wool socks, some woolies,
some wool socks.
Oof, daddy.
And I had like 3-4 blankets on me, so where it was just my face, was sticking out. But I had so much warmth on me, that was fine. And I reclined and I slept in a snowstorm at like 9 o'clock in the morning to like 2. Best sleep I've ever had. Like
my boy's out here living Eskimo style.
It was relaxing, dude. You should try it.
No. You know what? It's between that and like jacuzzis in the winter people talk about. I've never done it, and I don't, like, my wife tells me to, which I'm probably going to end up doing it. So, because, you know, happy wife, happy life. But I'm cold, dude. I'm always cold. You know this.
Yeah.
I'll wear a hoodie in like
July.
In July, and it's like in the morning, you know, like it's cold to me. So yeah. I'm always cold. And I can't. Y'all are wild.
No, we got rid of that hot tub last year because everyone's like, oh, you just need to fix it. Hot tubs, it's a lot of maintenance for like an occasional thing. And
dude, the power bill goes up with hot tubs a lot, I heard. I mean, you wouldn't have too much of an issue, but I don't know. Yeah, like I feel like if I had it professionally installed and all done up, I might take care of it. But I got into this free hot tub business, and yeah.
I'm not a hot tubber.
I never went through it with it. Like, it was just another thing that, it was like another hobby.
Yeah.
And it never took off.
And it was one that, like, I didn't choose on my own.
And yeah, like, you didn't choose it. I partook in the choosing, but it just ended up being more work than I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything, had the pandemic and all that jazz.
Nonsense.
But anyway, I'm afraid of showers.
In the dark.
That's in the dark. It's terrifying. I don't know how seriously, like, that's the other thing. You ever think about how far technology's expanded across time where, like, dude, they used to shower with cold water. They used to have to heat their water up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's so rough. Like, or, like, well, the times that people live without socks before they invented socks. They used to be raw dogging shoes, bro.
Dude.
How? How come? Don't do that.
Oh.
But people used to, and it was life.
Well, they weren't even, like, good shoes. They were, like, ones that had, like, nails and shit in them.
I'm telling you. Wood leather bottoms. It was weird.
Jesus walks.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones. No, I couldn't.
It's rough, dude. But that's, like, I always think of stuff like that when I'm traveling. Like, if I'm driving somewhere far, like, whenever we end up going down south, I always think about, like, the fact that people used to do this drive in wagons, bro.
Yeah. The Pioneers.
I don't know if you do, but I have a Paramount Plus, and it's 1883, and it's the story of that's related to like Yellowstone. If you've ever seen Yellowstone, but it's like the family how they started before and they moved up there, and dude, they're traveling through in wagon with in like groups with people that have never done it, bro. Like they were like foreigners, and they're just raw dogging life, bro. Just out in the wilderness, getting attacked by animals. And, like, other people, dude, thousands, like, hundreds of miles back then was a trip. Sorry.
Dude, what's the biggest animal you think you could take barehanded?
Barehanded?
Barehanded, no weapons, you versus it. What do you think is the biggest animal that you could mono-e-mono?
I'm not gonna be generous on myself because I'll tell you this. Everybody that says, oh, I can take so-and-so. No, dude, you underestimate a lot of animals. And I'm going to tell you, the one I think I could take, the biggest size possibly, and this is a big maybe. Like, I feel like I get in some good licks. Probably a llama.
A llama?
A llama. And that's a let's say, mid-sized llama. Not a
camel llama.
Not an extended cab. Just a regular llama. But, I mean, you know, you got different sizes. But I feel like I could. A llama.
And that's the thing, too. Like, fighting a predatory animal
versus
a herbivorous.
Sorry, a thing that's going to bite you. Anywhere in your body,
well, I mean,
it's
like
gonna win, bro.
It's gonna bite you. Well, that's the thing. Like, let's say it's like
but I'm saying like a tiger, like a predatory animal that knows what to look for in a kill.
It knows how to kill.
It does. But a llama, bro, the worst it's gonna do is probably spit at me, and I feel like it'll bite me. But at that point, you gotta expect any animal to bite you, or anything that you're gonna fight to defend yourself is gonna bite you, even a person.
I just feel like a llama is going to give you a few good kicks, bro, and those are going to break ribs.
I've seen
like
I watch a vet show on Disney Plus, and it's basically that you watch them throw these llamas down, bro. They're not that bad.
So a llama is
a lady vet was tossing around a llama, dude. They're strong, but if I'm going in for beating hell, I can get it down on his back and I'm punching.
I think I am violent. Take a bobcat.
A bobcat. You are an animal.
Well,
I don't think this is legit. This is
yeah.
You thinking,
this is
okay.
Me, honestly.
What's
like,
your approach to this?
I thought about this when I was taking a shower the other day.
Oh, rad!
I think a bobcat because it's like it's a bigger dog. But like, have you seen that video of the dude that's like he caught the bobcat that was in his chicken coop and he's like holding it up and it's just like a pissed off jumbo cat?
Yeah.
I think I won't be happy. I won't be in good condition after. But I think I could take a bobcat. It sucks because it's sharp. There's a lot of parts on that cat.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm going for comfort.
You're going for like the herbivore.
I'm not over. I feel like if it was push came to shove, I could. It's gonna suck. Life's gonna be bad. But if I got to choose an animal, probably a llama.
Do you think you could take a doe white-tailed deer?
No, bro. Those things are because if it's got antlers or horns or whatever.
It's a doe. It doesn't have the antlers.
Those things are strong. I'm telling you, you got to pick the one with the shortest legs. A llama. Long neck. Bro, you strangle that thing.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean.
I don't know. I feel like a deer is like, you see what those things do to like the side of cars?
Well, yeah, but you
Mikey's
like
van got hit by a deer.
So like the van was sitting there and it got hit by
the
deer?
He was driving
and the van...
and it ran into the side of it. Oh. Knocked the siding off and dented the door, bro.
Oh, it hit the van. Like,
my boy Mikey.
The deer hit him. Was the deer under the influence?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe it's some bad raspberries. I don't know.
Oh, not raspberries.
I don't know what the legalities are of it, but...
Yeah, I think I could take a bobcat.
A bobcat. Well, Joe Rogan did it, but Joe Rogan's an animal, though.
Yeah, but at this... Maybe that's why I have confidence. Maybe I've seen that. No, I think I could, because, like...
You have a lot more confidence.
Like a dog...
I'm more of a realist personally. Like I said, I'm going for comfort. It's gonna hurt. Either way, if you're fighting an animal, it's not gonna be pleasant.
Well, yeah.
I get that.
But and that's the thing, is like a carnivore is gonna be a lot worse because the carnivore is gonna, like you said, it knows what it needs to do to take down.
A llama's gonna bite you and like probably get a piece off of you or something, or just bite really hard if it's going for it, but it's not trying to eat you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And as a bobcat, that thing's gonna like go for your throat because it's killed. It already has a taste of blood, brother. It ain't an abnormal.
I'm being.
It's not an aborigine.
I comfortably think I could.
Yeah. Okay.
But then again,
well, I guess I know who to hang out with if you ever get attacked by a bobcat, because like, Sean's gonna take it.
I did a pork loin the other day, and I had a paper cut, and I got lemon juice in my paper cut, and that hurt.
Yeah, bro.
So at the same time, like. I might be way.
What? Okay, so you wouldn't fight the bobcat if it was walking around with a half cut lemon on it.
I don't know.
I found your kryptonite, son. That thing's gonna bite you and then put some lemon juice on you.
It's the lemon, not the bobcat, that gets me.
So, you're not gonna fight the lemon.
No. Lemon tree? Nope. That's like. There's a lemon tree could lock me in a prison.
Dude, trees are a trip too, though. Like, sometimes you see pictures of trees on the internet, and do you ever get ones that you're like, I don't believe that's real?
Oh, yeah. I
want to go see the redwoods, bro. Those things are massive, bro.
Yeah, General Sherman. Is that what it's called?
What?
Like, you know, Yosemite? It's called like General Sherman or something. It's like the tallest tree or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know. It's got its own name, yeah, the big tree. Is it General Sherman?
I don't know.
Google me this.
No, I was watching a thing the other day on like weird tree things, and like the tallest tree, like three of the, like it was like the most treeiest trees, and three of them were in California.
Is that
like the oldest tree?
It was a list.
Yeah, it was like a
list.
Was it like
one of those ones that it's like, what kind of potato are you? Like,
no, it was like,
which is the treeiest tree?
No, it was so it talked about like the tallest tree, the biggest tree, both in. Like trunk dimension.
Oh, bro, you're right. Girth. General Sherman, bro. Yeah,
well, I watched the video recently, so it's pretty on top of my head.
The world's largest tree stands at 275 feet tall and is over 36 feet in diameter. Sweet, sweet lod. That's a big boy.
That's a lot of firewood.
That's a beefy man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of firewood. That whole forest to light up. California, no, stop catching on fire.
God, I know.
You already have enough problems. You stop that.
Yeah. So, yeah, like that's like the tallest tree. And then there's another one in California that's like, I want to say like the oldest. And then there was one in India or Pakistan or something like that. And it's got like the canopy of it was so big that like the branches would shoot down more roots. So it looked like it was just like a bunch of trees together, but it was one tree that would just
shut up.
Yeah, dude. It was like 600 feet in diameter.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
Did you know that there's like, what was it? The aspen in Utah that like, I guess it's like has more connected roots to all the other trees than anything.
Its name is Pongo. It's called Pongo, bro. Look it up.
The fact that you know a tree fact of that stature. No, don't.
Pongo.
No.
Pongo.
The Dalmatian? It's the largest. It no. came up. I don't believe you.
Yeah, really? It's the largest single organism in the world or something like that. It's between that and like some mushroom in Oregon.
I hate you if this is right. Pando.
Pando, you
donut.
God.
It's a pando aspen grove.
You pine cone.
You got me over here so confused.
Dude, you called me a donut. You gotta call me a pine cone. We're talking about trees.
Wordplay.
Oh my god, missed opportunity.
At 106 acres, pando is the largest known aspen clone. That is bananas. And that is in Utah.
Yeah, it's right up there.
Like I said, I read about it and it was kind of weird, but I'd forgotten the facts.
It's right
about
over
it.
Monte Cristo. It's like an hour drive.
The fact that we have such beautiful nature in Utah is always such a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, the nature in Utah is really, really something.
So, yeah. So, basically, you know, once this weather clears up, if you guys are near, you know what, anywhere in the country, to be honest, get out and go see some nature, man. Like, it doesn't have to be anything strenuous. Don't do, like, crazy hikes. Just be outdoors. Get some sun, you know.
Get some fresh air.
Enjoy it, you know. Yeah. And listen to a little Road Fries, you know? Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Ooh, catch yourself.
Take us on a hike. We enjoy hikes.
Yeah, take me on your speaker. Put me on your backpack and let it ride.
Maybe in the AirPod.
Ooh, in the AirPods?
In the AirPods. All right, guys. Well, this is going to wrap up our episode.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Catch you later.